Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes with your local news for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Sunrise was at 5:15 this morning, and it will set at 9:05 tonight, giving us almost 16 hours of daylight to work with. There was a persistent fog this morning, and not much breeze to get it moving along. We're settling in now to another overcast day with a good chance of rain later tonight. High temperatures this week are just scraping the low 60s here on the peninsula. The National Weather Service reports that even in Seattle over the past 7 years, by May 31st, the city has experienced on average 100 hours at or above 70 degrees. In 2022, so far, that number is 5 hours. It's been a chilly spring, folks, and the 7-day forecast says keep those sweatshirts and rain jackets handy for at least a little longer. Tonight at 7:30 p.m., you can catch an entire half hour of NBC affiliate King 5's local magazine show Evening, devoted to Centrum, Port Townsend's local arts nonprofit located at Fort Worden. Centrum has earned an international reputation for its year-round arts workshops and performances, ranging from jazz and blues to creative writing and chamber music. Evening spent several days with a production crew, interviewing and filming artists and luminaries from Centrum's history, with the goal of telling this very special arts organization's very special history. The program will include testimonials from famous artists who have performed at Centrum events over the past 5 decades, including Kim Kopp, Anat Cohen, Gary Copeland, Lily, and Grammy Award-winning saxophonist, the one and only Kenny G. In years past, Centrum has held its gala fundraiser near the beginning of June. This year, that fundraiser will be replaced by tonight's virtual event. Centrum has a $50,000 challenge to unlock during the event. Local donors Ann and Dick Schneider and Barry and Sam Schoen put up the initial donation. And to secure these funds, Centrum must raise a matching $50,000 by midnight tonight. All donations made toward the challenge will directly support scholarships for those in need. You can tune in to catch the special on NBC tonight at 7:30, but anyone interested in supporting the organization and getting an insider's view of the event is encouraged to check in at centrum.org at any time during that broadcast or by 8 o'clock p.m. for a behind-the-scenes post-show hosted by Laura Michalik. Updates will be provided throughout on how the organization is doing, meeting the $100,000 fundraising goal, and of course, opportunities to donate can be found at the same web location. Shareholders of the Quimper Mercantile received the company's financial statements from 2021 this week. The Mercantile is Port Townsend's general merchandise store with a unique financial structure, as it is owned by over 800 local shareholders and managed by an elected board of directors. 2021 appears to have been a good year for the collectively owned company, as they touted $3 million in annual sales and a net profit of almost $400,000, their highest net profit in history. The Quimper board attributes this success to the strength of their mission and the store's vital nature within the community, especially during the pandemic. It does seem worthy of note that a brick-and-mortar general store would experience its highest profit on record during a year where extreme challenges, from supply chain issues to staffing shortages, rocked the retail world. The City of Port Townsend recently completed an Edge Lane Road demonstration striping project on Blaine Street between Tyler and Adams. If you're interested in seeing what this looks like, you can visit the recently completed prototype road section, 2 blocks of Blaine Street, on the Chetsamoka side of Tyler. Studies from across 11 cities over the past 8 years have showed a 44% overall reduction in crashes compared to previously existing two-lane configurations. Essentially, an edge lane road has one center lane that is shared by car traffic and 2 large bike lanes at the edge which can be used by motor vehicles when 2 cars are passing one another. However, these cars in the center lane have to yield to bikes and pedestrian in the edge lane, so it would seem that this new traffic control would put quite a bit of pressure on motorists to understand the rules of the road. The edge lane road trial will be in place from June through July. The City Council has received 2 briefings about edge lane roads. Those briefings can be found at the web link in the transcript to this broadcast at kptz.org/news. Jefferson County Public Health reported 38 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing our total case count to 4,120. There are 177 active cases in isolation, and no one is currently hospitalized. The case rate in Jefferson County is 857 per 100,000. And that will do it for local news today. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.